Is it a video? Is it a video? For laughter, I flew up to your arms. Is it a video? Is it a video? For laughter, I flew up to your arms. Is it a video? Is it a video? Is it a video?
That's why you can't hear us, because the thing wasn't on. Super cool. Guys, I just want to apologize. I'm really struggling with technology today. There's kind of an elephant in the room. Sarah isn't here to guide me. Sarah's taking a little bit of a mental health day, which is like she greatly deserves because she works so hard. But
She works so hard.
So I, maybe without Sarah, the granola to my girl, the girl to my granola. But we do have a guest in the studio today. And would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, my name is Curry. I'm trying to become a granola girl.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just from the Peach State, so I think I'm like working my way up.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited to be here for the Sufjan Stevens Power Hour.
Yeah, it's a really special episode today of the Granola Girls on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's the Sufjan Stevens Power Hour, which is exactly what it seems like. Okay, anyway, I'm just gonna stop talking. But basically today we honor everything Sufjan Stevens, and that first song was of course Visions of Gideon. Because is it a video? I don't know. So I think now, after that mic fiasco that I just want to apologize for, I have been up too early. I think we're just going to go straight into the next couple songs. This next one is a personal favorite of mine and a personal favorite of many. I feel like, okay, I just want to, like, disclaimer for this hour. So, Sufjan Stevens, if you're not familiar, he has a very, very extensive discography. And, like, Curry and I were just talking about, he has so many songs. And, like, he has some albums that just, like... Like, he has an entire album that's just about, like, the Chinese zodiac.
Yeah.
Or, like, he has an entire album that's just about, like, space, like, movements, like, musical movements of, like, space.
He has one about the Brooklyn Queens Expressway.
Yeah. And, like, I appreciate hyperspecificity as much as the next person, but he just has so much music that I feel like to contain, like, all of that in an hour is almost impossible. So, like... A lot of these songs, yes, they are, like, some very popular Sufjan Stevens songs, but it's because they're good, and I feel like if you think you're too cool for that, then you're not a true Granola Girls fan. Like, they might be some of the better-known songs, but they are only popular because they have a lot of heart and, like, a lot of soul. So, so we're just gonna get right to it. I promise we'll be back, and you'll be able to hear us. Because I understand how the mics work now. Okay, this is To Be Alone With You.
Goldenrod and the 4-H stone, the things I brought you when I found out you had cancer off the bone. Your father cried on the telephone, and he drove his car into to the Navy Yard just to prove that he was sorry. In the morning, through the window shade, when the light pressed up against your shoulder blade, I could see what you were reading. All the glory that the Lord has made, and the complications you could do without, when I kissed you on the mouth. Tuesday night at the Bible study, we lift our hands and pray over your body, but nothing ever happens. I remember at Michael's house in the living room when you kissed my neck and I almost touched your blouse. Stairs when your father found out what we did that night, and you told me you were scared. All the glory when you ran outside with your shirt tucked in and your shoes untied, and you told me not to follow you. Sunday night, when I clean the house, I find the card where you wrote it out with the pictures of your mother. On the floor at the Great Divide, with my shirt tucked in and my shoes untied, I am crying in the bathroom. Finally go, and the nurse runs in with her head hung low, and the cardinal hits the window. In the morning, in the winter shade, on the 1st of March, on the holiday, I thought I saw you breathing. All the glory that the Lord has made, and the complications when I see his face in the morning in the window. All the glory when he took our place, but he took my shoulders and he shook my face, and he takes and he takes and he takes. Thank you.
Wow, that was Kazmir Pulaski Gay. Pulaski Day, sorry, spoiler alert, Gay, by Sue Cat Stevens. Yeah, wow. You know, over our brief little musical interlude there, my guest today on Granola Girls and Curry.
Hi.
We were talking about Sufjan Stevens' Christmas records, which I feel like are really important. Curry, would you like to share what we were talking about?
We were just discussing the significance of the Christmas records that Sufjan has produced, including but not limited to my personal favorite, Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah.
Which I just feel like encapsulates the holiday mood for me, because it seems very campfire, it's everyone sitting around, and it's reflecting on your day, month, your year with people that you love.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what Sufjan has always been for me.
Yeah. Sufjan is a lot about, like, self-reflection, especially, around, like, religious themes of, like, the holidays, specifically Christmas. Yeah, I feel like I really appreciate, especially, Auld Lang Syne, I mean, obviously that's a classic, but just the way, like, he approaches Christmas music, he, like, has some, like, original Christmas songs that are very Sufjan Stevens, very, like, strange and whatever, but then he also does these, like, almost, like, remixes, like, reapproaches of, like, really, like, classic Christmas songs that just kind of go off. Coming up later, not now, but I have one of these original Christmas songs up later on the on the playlist. But we'll get
a little tease.
Just a little taste. We're gonna get back into that. But if you want to share, Curry was doing some research.
Oh, so last night in preparation for the Power Hour, I was brushing up on some Sufjan because I was a little nervous, and I came across his bio on Spotify. So I thought that I would read it so we could all get a better image of Sufjan.
Yeah, pray share it.
It reads, Sufjan Stevens is a singer-songwriter currently living in New York City. A preoccupation with epic concepts has motivated two state records, Michigan and Illinois, a collection of sacred and biblical songs, Seven Swans, an electronic album for the animals of the Chinese zodiac, Enjoy Your Rabbit, two Christmas box sets, Songs for Christmas and Silver and Gold, and a programmatic tone poem for the Brooklyn Queens Expressway, the BQE. In 2010, Sufjan released an expansive EP, All Delighted People EP, and the full-length The Age of Ads, a collection of songs partly inspired by the outsider artist Royal Robertson. In March 2015, Sufjan released Carrie and Lowell. His most recent releases include Carrie and Lowell Live, Planetarium, The Greatest Gift, Tonya Harding, and songs for the Call Me By Your Name original motion picture soundtrack. Born in Detroit and raised in North Michigan, Sufjan attended Hope College in Holland, Michigan, and the master's program for writers at the New School for Social Research.
Wow. What a studied man.
What a life.
What a life.
God.
Oh. So inspiring. Well, we did mention in that bio a little bit, there's a little touch on his fascination with, like, geographical songs. And so I think this next, what we have up next is really appropriate, this next little couplet. But the first song is one of my favorites, probably, of Sufjan's.
Which one is it?
It's Eugene.
Ooh.
And it's probably one of my favorites of his entire discography. But also, it's a little bit of a dedication because Sarah and I both love this song very much because it is about Eugene, Oregon. So this one goes out to Sarah Barcooley, who couldn't be here today, but she's here with us.
We love you, girl.
Through her taste.
Through her taste.
Okay. Well, here we go. This is Eugene.
Enjoy.
Light struck from the lemon tree. What if I'd never seen hysterical light from Eugene? A lemon yogurt. Remember I bolted your shirt. I dropped the ashtray on the floor. I just wanted to be near you. Bark wonders never cease. The man who taught me to swim, he couldn't quite.
I'd say my first name. Like a father, he led community water on my head, and he called me Subaru. And now I wanna be near you. Since I was old enough to speak, I've said it with alarm. Where you hid your cigarettes. No, I'll never forget. I just wanna be near you. Still I pray to what I cannot see. In the sprinkler I mark the evidence known from the start.
She left us in Detroit. searching for the paperweight. We followed her to Joseph near the Indian raid. She wept among the weeds, hide and seek for the fallen chief. Spare the phylum on his grave. And like the cedar waxwing, she was drunk all day. We put her in the sheet, little wreath, candles on the grate. As the monster showed his face, dragon song.
Hello again, everyone out there. That was Walla Walla Lake Monster by Sufjan Stevens. You're listening to the Sufjan Stevens Power Hour, aka Granola Girls, episode 3 of 2019.
Woo!
Yeah.
Get hype.
Yep. Okay, anyways, we're here back again. This is OG Granola Girl, Georgia Moore, sans Sarah, but in plus Curry.
Hi.
Our new addition. So I'm here to read PSA very quickly before we get back to some Sufjan Stevens appreciation. This PSA, I think I've read it before, but it's just so important. I'm going to read it again. So, here we go. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, but it also protects others around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes for you to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Thank you, Massachusetts Medical Society.
Yeah, thank you.
Now we know that if you wash your hands, you won't get the flu at basically everyone that I know who has had the flu.
It's just getting awful. Get it together, guys.
Get it together, guys. Keep it clean. Keep it PG.
I know this is a little out of my domain, but I've received some love from a listener, so maybe we could shout her out.
Okay, listener. Who are we shouting out?
Listener Emily Sinrod.
Emily Sinrod, thank you for the love.
Thank you.
Thank you
just
for...
Just to shout you out.
Yeah, just to shout you out. We like to do little shout-outs on Granola Girls. So.
Emily! That's us shouting you out.
Emily!
Thank you.
Hopefully she heard that. So, we're going to continue on with our hour of power for our Lord and Savior, Sufjan Stevens. This next song, I've been really feeling it lately. There's beautiful snow on the ground, beautiful powdery snow. This is not a really song about snow, but it's a song about winter. This is Lonely Man of Winter.
Is it the lonely man of Christmas coming up with theories on him? Is it the lonely man of Christmas hiding in the devil's abyss? Oh, I would rate the future if I could put a finger on it. But I have no idea what I want is better than this. Is it the lonely man of winter? I could put my finger on that. Is it the lonely drive to Denver? The loneliness of Hoppington's hair. That everything we went through
there to answer if I'm the only one? Morning comes in paradise, morning comes in light. Still I must obey, still I must invite. If there's anything to say, if there's anything to do, if there's any other way, I'll do anything for you. I was dressed in embarrassment, I was dressed in wine. If you had a part of me, will you take your time? Even if I come back, even if I die, is there some idea to replace my life? Like a father to impress, like a mother's morning dress. If it ever make a mess, I'll do anything for you.
Wow, that was For the Widows, For the Windows in Paradise, sorry, For the Fatherless in Ypsilanti. I probably pronounced half of that wrong, but it's from Sufjan Stevens' record, Greetings from Michigan, which this year on my birthday, I made a special trip to a local record store back in Austin. Shout out Waterloo Records for feeding me and clothing me. and I bought not only Greetings from Michigan, but also Seven Swans, which is probably of his extensive collection, that's probably my favorite overall Sufjan Stevens record.
No way.
Whoa. Yeah. So really quick, we're getting some notice right here. Oh. But really quick before I have to go again, I just want to dedicate this next song to Sarah Barcooley because it was her birthday on February 15th. And so this is Happy Birthday by Sufjan Stevens, followed up by
one
of the aforementioned Christmas songs that I love very much. So here it is.
Weary me, bear All things grow.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. Wow. Interesting.
I'm left speechless by this hour.
Yeah, it's been a good hour. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Sorry, I'm just going to like sit with that for a second. So that was Chicago by Sufjan Stevens.
My personal favorite, Sufjan Stevens.
Yeah, that was Curry's personal favorite, Sufjan Stevens. So, yeah, this is going to kind of close out the hour for us. We have one last song for you on Our Granola Girl, Sufjan Stevens Power Hour. But, yeah, we're just going to...
It was a strong hour?
I think it had ups and downs, definitely.
It had ups and... Yeah... But a lot of growth throughout, which I think is kind of what Sufjan would have wanted.
I really enjoyed this, and I definitely think that we will be doing this again without having, like, discussing this with my co-counsel, Sarah. We're definitely going to have another Sufjan Stevens Power Hour sometime in the future. All new tracks, all new commentary. We'll invite Curry back.
Thank you so much.
For his piping hot takes. So, yeah. Yeah, wow. One thing actually that I really admire about Chicago is that it's one of those Sufjan Stevens songs where he has like three different versions of it, and it's just like it's all the same song, but they're just like kind of like the remixes of themselves.
Yeah,
it's really tight.
It's amazing what he does.
He's just so talented. Okay, well, we're gonna leave you at the end of this fine hour with just like a bop featured in last year's acclaimed film Call Me By Your Name. We're gonna leave you guys where this is. We're signing off from Dining 1.5 at WFO Medford Touch Reform Radio.
Thank you for having me. I love you so much, Granola Girls,
and we love you, Curry. This is Mystery of Love.